From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. Missouri's 2025 budget has begun making its way through the Missouri Senate. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday to discuss amendments. The House passed its version of the budget earlier this month, which cut $2 billion from the governor's $52 billion proposal. Republican Lincoln Huff is chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. He announced yesterday that he plans to restore some of the cuts made by the House, including those made to higher education funding.
The governor had given higher ed a 3% increase, and the House had cut it down to 2. We put it back to 3, which honestly doesn't even keep up with inflation.
The committee is planning to meet throughout this week, and the budget will go to the Senate floor next week. The legislature must pass a budget by May 10th. The American Lung Association's latest air quality report released today gives low scores to parts of Missouri. Jackson County and St. Louis City both earned D's for particulate matter pollution. Association spokesperson Dr. Juanita Mora says particulate matter poses grave health risk for asthma, heart attacks, and other health problems.
To the brain, so cognitive delays, strokes are at risk as well too. And also it's lung cancer that we fear as well too with long-term pollution.
The American Lung Association says more than 39% of people in the U.S. live in areas with poor air quality. Spikes in particulate matter levels are mostly to blame. This Saturday, more than 100 law enforcement agencies across Missouri plan to participate in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Agencies will accept tablets, capsules, patches, and other solid forms of prescription drugs. KBIA's Lane Sobolskis has more.
The Drug Enforcement Administration started National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day in 2010. The day occurs twice a year, in April and October. Last October, 21,000 pounds of drug waste was collected in Missouri alone. Eventually, the collected drugs are incinerated. The Jefferson City Police Department will be accepting prescriptions from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday at 401 Monroe Street. Other participating police departments in the Mid-Missouri area include Boonville, California, and Moberly. The Boone County Sheriff's Office will host sites throughout the county as well. Andre Swanson is a public information officer at the St. Louis DEA Division, which covers Missouri, Kansas, and Southern Illinois.
In the United States, we lost more than 110,000 people to overdoses last in 2023. So by getting rid of this, we take care of that starting point that often gets people hooked on drugs.
To find the nearest take-back location near you, visit deatakeback.com and type in a zip code. On that same site, there's a link to a year-round Dropbox search. Lane Sobolskis, KBIA News.
And I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.